him for his wonder, his love. Thank you for all your blessings to us. Goodness, mercy, just ask to change. Bless us and keep us. Help us to do your will. Give the brothers and sisters around the world. Just help us all be mindful of you. Give the prayer request this morning, Lord. Ask that you fulfill them. Help us to hear your words and do you just move.
Wanted to have her to get married so she could have seed so they could inherit their possessions. You know, he had something to give his daughter and her husband from their inheritance, I guess that's what I'm looking for. Have someone to inherit their inheritance. So, you know, we will bless God, saying, "Blessed are you, the God with every pure and holy blessing. Your holy ones and all your creatures bless you. All your angels and your chosen ones bless you unto all the ages. Blessed are you, for you have made me glad, and it did not turn out for me as I suspected. Rather, you did us with us according to your abundant mercy. Blessed are you, for you had mercy on our two only children. O Lord, show them mercy and complete their lot in health and with gladness and mercy." Then he ordered his household servants to fill the grave. After this, he provided a wedding feast for them lasting 14 days. Before the time of the wedding feast was over, Raguel swore an oath and said to Tobias, "You are not to leave from here unless the two of you stay the 14 days of the wedding feast. At that time, take half of my belongings and go in good health to your father. The remainder will be yours when I and my wife die." So, it turns out, you know, just like the angel said, although like he doesn't even know that what's the angel's name? Gabriel? Raphael. That's the angel Raphael. And they don't even know that Raphael's an angel yet. And he already foretold Tobias what was going to happen. I can't remember where it talks about Raphael. They find out that Raphael is an angel. But anyway, so it all turned out pretty good so far for Tobias and Sarah.
This week we're supposed to tell a story about somebody that was courageous, like Sarah, and Daniel was courageous when the king made a decree that whoever would worship a god other than him would have to be killed in the lion's den. Ananias was told by the Lord to go to Brother Saul and pray for him that he might receive his sight. But he was scared to do that because he heard of Saul putting Christians in jail, but he went and prayed for him anyway.
When God told Moses to go and lead the people of Israel out of Egypt, he was courageous and he didn't really think he could, but then he just did it and God helped him.
I got in Deuteronomy chapter 1-3 when Joshua and Caleb were they sent spies out, and most of the spies said they couldn't do it because the people were too big and strong, but Joshua and Caleb were courageous and trusted God, and God gave the land to them.
We had the same assignment as the little boys, and I got Abraham when he was told to offer his son on the altar. He didn't want to, but he went and was going to do it anyway. Then there was a sheep caught in the bushes.
Uh, I thought of Peter in Acts, where he was arrested for preaching the gospel, and he was thrown in prison, and then they released him and told him to not preach anymore. They were thrown in jail again in the next chapter, or the next actually, the next. And then Acts 5:19-20. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the gates of the prison, taking them out. He said, "Go stand and speak to the people in the temple the whole message of this life." And so the angel told him to go preach in the temple. They went and preached in the temple, even though the rulers had told them not to.
When Haman was planning to kill all the children of Israel, Queen Esther started praying, and she prayed for 3 days that God would give her courage, and then she finally went to the king, even if she didn't have an invitation from him, and he was merciful to her and kept the people from being killed.
When Paul and Silas were in prison, they kept on singing and praising God while they were in there, and then an earthquake came and set them free.
When the children of Israel were slaves to Jabin, the king of Canaan, the Lord told Deborah how to defeat the king and get free, and so Deborah called Barak, and he came, and she told him how, and he wasn't courageous, and he said, "I won't go unless you come along with me," and so she was courageous, and she came along, and then they fought off the king, fought him, killed a whole lot of people, and then the king ran away and went into a tent, and the captain ran away and hid in a tent, and he lay down there, and he told the woman to give him some milk, and he said that if anyone comes and asks where I am, if I'm here, then tell them that I'm not. And he went to sleep, and then she was courageous, and she got a nail and hammered it through his head.
I thought about David. He was courageous when he went and fought Goliath and killed him and saved the people, children of Israel.
I thought about Matthias in the book of Maccabees. Their kingdom was getting taken over by somebody. I don't know who. Forgot. Anyway, and he was got told to not worship God anymore, to worship the king. And he was courageous, and he went and he slew the man that was worshiping this idol. And then he went and fought for the Lord.
I had Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were told to bow down before the statue, and they said, "No, they're not going to do it." And King Nebuchadnezzar gave them another chance to do it, and they didn't do it. And then they were courageous, and then King Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the furnace, and God saved them and brought them out.